This is a CBC podcast. Conversation, documentaries, personalities, music. The Sunday Edition presents a rich blend of stories to enlighten and contemplate every week. Join host Michael Enright for original, intelligent, and sometimes funny perspectives. Go to cbc.ca/thesundayedition for more.
From Alberta, where our cuisine runs the gamut from A to W, it's The Irrelevant Show!
And now, Denise goes to a movie.
Can you fit any more in there? And what is your mouth doing to that popcorn? Hot tip, put the popcorn in, seal up the lips, give the saliva a sec, then tag in the teeth. Because right now, your chompers are drowning out the Dolby surround. I think the soda's done there, sir. I wish there was more soda for you, but you made your choice, and that choice was medium. If I'd known you were going to try to suck all the water out of your ice cubes, I would have made it rain 30 cents for you so you could get the large C-3PO cup. But alas, all we have now is no more soda and regret. Shut it down. Jeez!
This has been Denise Goes to a Movie, Part 1.
It's 16 past the hour on KWSP, and I'm Wasp Man Paul. If you're just joining us, there is a total power blackout for the Kanker Lake region. The internet is down as well. Some phones are still working, but please conserve those batteries. Here at KWSP, we have backup power, and we're still online, so we're staying on the air to help you out. If you're running low on food or water, or if you want to get a message to a loved one, just give us a call. And we've got Cindy from Kanker Lake on line 2. Cindy, what can we do for you?
Hey, Wasman Paul, we need your help.
Well, that's why we're here, Cindy. What's your emergency?
My sister is over, and we're talking about One Direction.
Right?
And is one of them named Blade?
This isn't really the sort of question I thought I'd be getting. No. We got Harry, Neil, Liam, and Louie.
And Blade?
No, he fights vampires.
Okay.
And that was Cindy. I'm going to take another call. This is Jeff from Kanker Lake.
Hey, Paul, longtime caller.
Hey, I know you, Jeff. Hey, buddy. We're not doing that right now, Jeff. We're providing survival information. Is there anything you need?
My internet is out, and Can you look up a picture of a dog in a bee costume?
Yeah. Okay. Sure, yeah, I've got one up.
Is it so funny?
It's funny, yeah.
Is it cute?
Oh yeah, it's cute.
Oh. Thanks.
And, well, that was Jeff. Now, if anyone has a call about something urgent, like food or water, we are here to help you out. And we've got Dean from the Kinker Lake area. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Paul. Big fan. Can you punch the word onion into Google, see if I'm spelling it right?
Yeah, you are.
I told you, Roger.
Okay, all right. Look, everyone, let's please try to keep the lines open for emergency calls, survival information. Okay, let's take one more call. Go ahead, Jill.
Hey, can you go on Facebook and see what my ex is doing right now?
What? What? I don't think so, Jill.
Can you see if he's with that red-haired woman from the bank, please?
I don't even know how to look that up.
Just go to his Facebook or whatever.
And what is your ex's name?
Joey Horseradish.
Joey Horseradish. Wow. There are a lot of Joey Horseradishes.
Yeah, he gives haircuts to wrestlers.
Haircuts. Okay, yes, I found him.
So? Does he say anything about that red-headed lady from the bank?
Wow. Yes, actually. His latest status is, making spaghetti at home again. Looks like things are getting serious between me and Susan, the red-haired lady from the bank.
Well, you used to be my favorite, Paul, but your show's really gone downhill.
Well, geez. Well, sorry, Jill. But, wow. Well, okay. I'm what? I'm being told that we have the power company on the horn. It's Andy Wittett. Andy, what's the latest?
Well, Paul, I've got some great news.
Oh, fantastic.
Susan, the red-headed lady from the bank, got a new job in Manitoba. So she's going to be out of the picture.
Well, amazing. Thanks, Andy. We needed some good news. We'll be back with more about Susan, the red-headed lady from the bank, and also the internet outage with Wasman Paul.
And now, Denise Goes to a Movie, Part 2.
Hey! Hey, teens, making out in the back! You sound like a black lab eating a PB&J. Maybe just limit it to heavy petting, or we're gonna send you back to your room with the door open all the way. Shut it down. Phone because your screen brightness is set to search and rescue light. Checking the likes on the breakfast pic you threw on Instagram, huh? Getting lots of likes? Well, if you didn't bring enough likes for everyone else, then shut it down.
No, don't go in there. What are you doing? Don't go in there.
Hey, you know who can't hear you? The pretend people on the screen. You know who can? Us. If there ever was a time to say, don't go in there, it would have been to me outside the theater an hour ago. Shut it down.
This has been Denise Goes to a Movie, Part 2.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1. Or maybe you're listening on the go on the CBC Radio app. Well, which is it? Answer me, Steve!
We're coming to you today from the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta!
This is our last recording of the season, but if you're going to be in the Edmonton area next week, you can see our new show, The Best of the Irrelevant Show, live.
It's a complete hour of our most popular sketches and songs, featuring musical guests Jan Randall and Kieran Martin Murphy.
So you can see Goalie Thoughts, Self-Appointed Martyrs, The Sexy Canada Song, Oh No! Bee Circus, and tons more.
The show will be Thursday, June 15th at the Citadel's McLab Theater as part of the great comedy festival Improvaganza. For tickets, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Previously on Doctor the Guess Who, the radio serial and comic strip.
Hi, I'd like to order a poutine.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, the Leafs are winning 8-0!
All the Canadian things have changed. What's happening?
Hello, I'm Doctor the Guess Who. Come with me in my time Zamboni. Victoria Regina, we have to go back in history and find out who's stealing all the Canadian things.
Doctor, we've reinvented hockey fights. Now what?
Now we have to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame and tell everyone.
Oh, that's easy. We just walk down Yonge Street to Front Street.
Sorry, Victoria. There seems to be a problem with Yonge Street. It doesn't go anywhere near Front.
What? What's happened to Yonge Street?
We have to go find out.
And now, today's exciting episode of Doctor the Guess Who.
Well, here we are. Toronto, 1799. The start of construction of Yonge Street.
Canada's most famous street, 86 kilometers long. They'll be building this for another 100 years.
And we're done. Yonge Street's finished. Looks like an early lunch. Good work, everybody.
Wait, did I hear right? What do you mean you're done? The street's only 3 blocks long.
Yeah, they probably won't need all of that either. Yeah, better safe than sorry.
We were going to keep going, but a guy in a plaid shirt told us to stop.
A guy in a plaid shirt, eh?
He said he worked for the Queen and we worked for her. He also said if a British guy in a Zamboni showed up to tell you, good luck. He was going to disappear into a crowd.
That must be the person messing with time.
Hey, is that your vehicle?
Why, my Zamboni? Yes.
Get it out of the way. I need to deliver this large box of cheese curds perched on my bicycle to the end of the block before they go bad in this hot sun.
We're rather busy right now.
Fine, I'll just go around.
Wait, there's a horse-drawn carriage coming the other way.
Oh, now I can't turn my horse-drawn carriage filled with already cooked potatoes in any time to avoid this bicycle!
Dear.
Is everyone all right?
My cheese curds!
My potatoes!
My heavens, this is delicious. I can't stop eating it.
Me either.
Wait, is that gravy? Where did the gravy come from?
Well, it was too expensive to use tar on the roads, so we've been using gravy. And I'm sure glad we did. Mm-mm-mm.
You invented poutine.
Oh, that is so good, but so fatty. We're going to have to burn off all these calories.
Well, let's just extend Yonge Street until we burn off this single serving of poutine.
All right, well, how long is that going to take?
Oh, about 170 years.
What?
Nothing. Victoria, my Zamboni computer says poutine has returned to the timeline, and apparently, so has Yonge Street.
And we found a clue about who's been doing this, the man in the plaid shirt.
Yes, all we need to do is find a man in a plaid shirt in a very crowded place in Canada. Oh, found him.
And so we zambonied back into the time stream, with no idea of the dangers ahead of us. But where would we find the man in the plaid shirt? Where had he gone that no one would ever find him?
We want you to tell us where a Canadian would blend in, where they could get lost in a crowd. We'll use one of your suggestions in Chapter 4 of Doctor the Guess Who, which will be a comic strip on our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Chapter 4, the comic strip, will be on our website on Friday, June 16th. So remember, it's all at cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Leave your suggestions, see the comic strip of Chapter 4, and catch up on all the episodes of Doctor the Guess Who.
And we'll be back with the final chapter of our five-part Doctor the Guess Who saga on June 24th, here on The Irrelevant Show.
And now, Denise Goes to a Movie, Part 3.
Who is that? Is that Tilda Swinton? Wow, I think that's Tilda Swinton!
Yes, it's Tilda Swinton. And yes, we're all in a state of shock that Academy Award-winning actor Tilda Swinton is in a movie. Why don't we meet up in the lobby after? I'll whip out my Wikipedia app and we can do a deep dive and unpack how this could have possibly come to pass. What can we do to help you get that candy in your mouth with a touch less ceremony? Don't be afraid of the wrapper. You're not defusing a bomb. Quick, like a Band-Aid. You've got this. I don't know who told you otherwise, but I promise the best part is when it's in your mouth. I want this for you.
Excuse me. Sorry, excuse me.
Really?
Excuse me.
You have to go to the bathroom again? I would have sat in a different row if I'd known this is where you were going to be running your wind sprints. Look, let's meet up in the lobby after. I'll tell you about the third act, and you can tell me about the ad above the urinal you're so taken with. We can swap information, is what I'm saying.
Ma'am?
Yeah?
Yeah. Listen, we've received some complaints that a woman's been roasting people who are trying to enjoy a movie.
Roasting?
Yeah. Rants in the style of Dennis Miller at a celebrity roast.
Someone had to step up as the shush alpha. I didn't realize that when you tore my ticket and said my movie was playing in Cinema 5, that it would be a double feature with the world's worst people.
Well, if I would have known that you were going to rant at everyone around you, I would have made it rain $9 a month for you to stay at home and watch Netflix.
Good one. Fine, I'll go, but I'm not going quietly because quiet is not the precedent that has been set here. I hope you enjoy your Tilda Swinton movie, everyone, especially when you realize that she is actually his sister and all the flashbacks are actually flash forwards. Ooh, spoilers! How do you like them, yeah,
okay,
apples?
Okay, ma'am, you need to go.
Yep, I felt that too. Yep, too far.
Channel where I review new albums from today's hottest bands. Today's episode is a very special one because I'm reviewing the long-awaited new album from California duo Partysaurus. Partysaurus absolutely blew us away with their first album, which featured their huge hit single, Party All Night Long. What a song. Just to get us in the mood, let's have a quick listen to it now.
Party all night long. Party all night long. We're gonna party all night long.
song of June 2016. It's perfect for driving, hanging out with friends, hitting the dance floor at the club, or working the night shift at the grocery store because the customers would rather buy tangerines than check out the awesome tunes you're trying to recommend. The only question was, where would Partysaurus take us next? Could their follow-up maintain the momentum of that first monster hit? Well, I have one word for you. Woo! This album is a masterpiece! So many different sounds and styles. Bold, powerful, risky songwriting. And it all starts with this first magical song. Check it.
Guess who's back? Partysaurus, ready to drop our new joint.
1, 2, 3, 4. Celebrate till dawn. Celebrate till dawn. We have to celebrate till dawn. Celebrate till dawn.
Party all night long.
I love their new sound. I love it. Or I guess I should say their new sounds. This album is all over the musical map. Listen to this. You won't even believe it's the same guys.
Yo, it's 2017.
2K17.
If you had to choose one activity to pursue for a specific increment of time,
Partysaurus,
what would that activity be? And how long would you pursue it?
Party all night long. Party.
We're gonna party, party all night long. We're gonna party right here till the break is done.
That's the song that got them a seat at the big table with rapper slash producer Jay Blessed. And now, the collabo that's gonna smash all the boundaries.
Partysaurus.
B-saurus.
Jay Blessed.
J.
Drop that beat.
And also party all night long.
Drop that beat.
Don't forget to party all night long.
Drop that beat.
That's gonna win the Grammy for rap album and pop vocal performance, for sure. And you'll never believe it, but I haven't even played the best track on the album. Check it out. It's acoustic. Acoustic! Get ready to have your mind blown.
Where is the voice that will lead us home? Back where it all began. Whose is the heart that can warm the world? Who will be the one to
3, 4
party all night long? Party all night long.
This has been Clefton. Please subscribe, and I'll leave you with the fresh new sounds of Partysaurus. This is the best day of my life.
Party all night long. Party all night long.
Party all night long.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gronn, Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Chantal Perron,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Success 5000. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Radio fight choreography by Ian Kupchenko. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Pat Thornton, with Sam Mullins and Chris Wilson, Tom Hill and Devin McKenzie, and head writer Neil Gronn. Recording engineer is Corey Haberstock, with assistance from Nick Strosky. The show is mixed and edited by Ray Buxton.
The senior producer for CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, one of our most popular sketches ever.
What?
Oh no, honey! Oh no!
What the?
We've been robbed!
What?
Someone came in here and took your coffee table with the weird deer legs! It's gone! Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Let's see what else these crooks got up to. Oh no, honey, oh no! Look at the den! All the neon signs that made it look like a dive bar are all gone!
You can hear that sketch on next week's show. And if you're in the Edmonton area, you can see us perform it live in a few days. We're doing the Best of the Irrelevant Show live, an hour of our most popular sketches and songs, Thursday the 15th at the Citadel's McLab Theater. For tickets, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.